Returning to second reading of House Bills, House Bill 1268, an act to create a teacher mentor program and to make an appropriation therefore.
House Bill 1268, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks, Representative Heineman?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, we've been talking a great deal about education in the last couple of days. We've been talking ADM, consolidation, 3+2. It's time for us to get back into the classroom for a minute and talk maybe about the thing that for our children is the most important component in the classroom. And of course, that's the teacher. We all know that no matter what the size of the school, the teacher makes all the difference. That if you have a good teacher, whether you're in a large classroom, a small classroom, whether you're in a home school, whether you're learning over the internet, whether you're in a college classroom with 300 other kids, if you have an effective teacher, kids will learn. We've all had those great teachers in our lives, teachers that have really impacted our lives. In fact, if we took a minute, their names would come to us immediately. What we'd like to do is have those effective, great teachers help mentor and help teach our brand new teachers. That's what House Bill 1268 is all about. A friend of mine who's been teaching for 30-some years and is close to retirement really gave me a good perspective on this. She said, over the years, I've learned such great class management skills that I could really help the brand new teacher. And she has a daughter who's doing that. This is her first year. She said, I could really help them with those first few days and weeks of school. Not that they don't come into the classroom with their body of knowledge. Of course they do. But you know, that first-year teacher is expected to take all the responsibilities as a seasoned teacher would do in the classroom. Even the best prepared teacher can sometimes kind of sink under the weight of a new classroom. Those of us who have been in the classroom the first time understand those first few days can be a very, very harrowing experience. Not that you, again, don't have the knowledge, but if we could take a minute, we can all empathize with that new teacher. We come to the legislature and we all have our body of knowledge. We all are experts at something. And yet, those first few days, we can't get enough new information. We go to every orientation session. We ask questions. And here on the floor, we have 69 other people that are mentoring us. We watch how they react. We listen to them. And we learn from them. Sometimes we learn what to do, and sometimes maybe what not to do. But we learn from each other. Think of the brand new teacher. She's surrounded by 20 to 30 kids that first few days. And not that the other teachers in the building don't help, but they have their own classroom, and they often don't have the time to effectively give direction to that new teacher. You know, they tell us that the first day of school, even the first few minutes, will make or break a teacher. They say you either win or lose your class in the first few days. They continue by saying, and again, this is just books on the subject, overwhelming evidence that the first 2 to 3 weeks of school are critical in determining how well students achieve the remainder of the year. And they go on to say that the student achievement at the end of the year is directly related to the degree to which the teacher establishes the control of the classroom that very first week. Now, most new teachers will survive. We know that, perhaps without a mentor. But just think how much better you could be if you did have somebody really directing you those first few weeks. You know, I taught the first year and I was okay. Second year I was a lot better. Third year I was even better yet. So I got to do it more than once. But the kids that I had the first year just got me the first time. The goal of this bill is to help every beginning teacher be an effective teacher. I know this bill doesn't have a lot of detail. It's a pretty short bill. We've had a lot of discussions with the department as to what this would involve. I can see it initially really helping those new teachers with class management skills. Those are those things that just help, you know, where do we have the kids sit? How do we arrange the classroom? They tell us that there are three things a new teacher needs: preparation, preparation, and preparation. I can see that the mentoring would continue with really helping that new teacher integrate their curriculum with the South Dakota standards. We have developed from some very extensive standards, and we would like to have the new teachers integrate those into the curriculum as effectively as possible. Again, I don't have all the details, but I remember House Bill 1257 that we passed last year. It was a short paragraph, and it created the Office of Technology. That office has employed 5 people. They have touched every school district in the state with a great deal of technology information. In fact, one of them responded to me that she had put on 30,000 miles. So what I'd like to see in this mentoring bill is you find the experts, you hire them, and then you let them create the program. Who are the experts? Well, a month ago, we saw Marilyn Hirst. She was the Teacher of the Year from Rapid City. And she talked about her passion for kids and her passion for teaching. And at the end of the program, she said, "I will be speaking to all of the education schools." And I thought, well, that's great. But wouldn't it be even better if those first few weeks, maybe that first week before school starts, maybe the first 3 or 4 weeks of school, she or somebody like her would actually be in the classroom with that first-year teacher. Again, these are the experts, the teachers who are recognized by their colleagues and by their communities as the great teachers. They are a great resource in our state, and we keep hearing that they are retiring. Many of them are going to be leaving the teaching ranks. Okay. I understand.
Canold yields.
What we're basically saying is, let's take those great retiring teachers. Let's take all of the new teachers that are going to be coming into our system. Let's put them together for great teaching in South Dakota. Thank you.
You still have 49 seconds left. Okay. Further remarks on House Bill 1268.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Richter.
Well, I suspect this bill is probably going to pass, but I think we ought to take a harder look at it. It's $350,000 for 2 FTE. That's $175,000 apiece. We have 170 FTE in the Department of Education right now, with many vacant positions there already, and we all know that there's quite a bit of money sloshing around over there because of the technology funds. Representative Heineman alludes to the fact that we had an Office of Technology last year, but we had already spent $40 million in infrastructure development to use those 5 FTE and to develop that program. I don't think that this particular program is going to be all that great of a help to South Dakota. I contend that the individual school districts can do this on their own if they have retired teachers in their districts that are of that type of quality. It's hard for me to stand up here because one of the teachers that was my government teacher in high school is here today, Guy Smith, who I think has a lot to offer teachers as if he were to retire, and he lives in the community and I'm sure would be willing to help do that. But I think perhaps we're getting the cart ahead of the horse here a little bit. If districts want to do this, I think they have the ability to do it without this type of funding, without going through a state mandate of hiring these folks and funding them through the Department of Education. It's 2 FTE at $175,000 apiece. It seems pretty exorbitant to me with the amount of money that we have in the Department of Education as well as the vacant FTE. If they wanted to come up with this particular program, I believe they could do that. I'd urge you to vote no on House Bill 1268.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268. Representative Hargens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise also to oppose this bill. It's not often that I get to stand with my colleague, Mr. Richter from Sioux Falls, on an education issue, but I'm proud to be here today on this one. I, too, agree $350,000 for 2 full-time people is just an awful lot of money to spend. And we've heard numerous times about how many people we have in our school districts teaching less students. I wonder if somebody has looked at how many FTEs we have in our education department here in Pierre. I would suggest to you that they're probably up a long ways from 1969 when we hear that figure of where the school districts are. So I would urge you to vote this down. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Gary Hansen.
Question of the sponsor.
State your question, sir.
Representative Heineman, is this $350,000? Can some of that be used by the school districts, or is that appropriate just for the two FTEs?
Representative Heineman, do you care to answer the question?
Absolutely. The $350,000, and again, I do respect the appropriation process. As Representative Richter mentioned, what we're basically looking at is a pilot. It'll be whatever the appropriations decides it would be, actually. If it would be just a pilot project, we would probably start with maybe two FTEs and develop the project. And then, of course, we had 423 new teachers last year. And you're going to have, especially in those first few weeks, which is when you really want them impacting the new teachers, you're going to have people, probably quite a few people across the state. So it wouldn't be just for the two FTEs. And again, the $350,000, I'll be honest, we really were just trying to kind of anticipate what the cost would be. It would be up to appropriations, absolutely, what they would want to spend on it. If you wouldn't want to spend much on it the first year, we could do it as a pilot project. If it would be something you'd like to maybe have impact the state totally, it would be a larger project. But I can see it would be probably somebody within the Department of Education that would be developing the program, and then you would have to have a lot of regional support on it.
Representative Hansen, you still have the floor, sir.
No further questions.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise in opposition to this bill for a number of reasons. First of all, I think the mentoring that we're talking about is part of the reason why you do student teaching, and part of the reason why I was against House Bill 1111 yesterday on this floor. In addition, I do think there is some value to the sink or swim method. And when I started teaching in Mitchell, they said, here are the keys to the room. These are the classes you teach. Good luck. And there isn't any amount of mentoring that's going to be able to prepare you for the kid. And this happened to me when I said, please take out a piece of paper. We're going to have a little quiz on the Bill of Rights. And a young man stood up and told me to do something that is really anatomically impossible for me to do. There was no mentor in the room to say, now, Mel, maybe you should handle it this way. Maybe we should do a little anger management. I had to deal with that situation right then. And those are the kinds of situations that you run into. Or you have a situation where somebody comes up, a young person comes up and tells you something that maybe you don't desire to know. And maybe they shouldn't be telling you. But now you have that information, and you have to do something with it. You can go to your older colleagues, your more experienced colleagues, to get advice, and they'll give you that advice. You can go to your department chair and get that guidance on curriculum. And then my question is, what does the curriculum director do? I mean, if I have questions about implementing a curriculum, there's a curriculum director in the district, what's their job if not to carry out the curriculum of that school? What's my principal hired to do? I mean, he just doesn't sit in that office, or she doesn't just sit in that office all day filling out state reports. They go out and observe classrooms. And I know the principals in my particular school, Terry Asselson and Yvonne Polly, spend a significant amount of time out in the hallways talking to students, a significant amount of time observing teachers, not necessarily formally, but just walking around the halls and hearing what's going on in there, and spend a significant amount of time in formal evaluations and talking to teachers and seeing what can be done. So I don't think there's anything wrong with the mentoring program, but I absolutely agree with my colleague from Sioux Falls, Mitch Richter, who says the ability is there to do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, I would contend it's being done now. It's not done in a formal way. It's not done with a bloated state program requiring even more FTEs to do something that should be done now. There is no reason to have this bill unless there is, and to use Representative Richter's words, so much money sloshing around in education we don't know what to do with it all. I contend that's not the case. If we have these extra dollars, it should go in the K-12 formula. It should not be squandered in this way. I would urge you to vote no.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268, Representative Bill Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen. I really hadn't planned on speaking on this bill until I heard some of the debate today. And I'd just like to bring to this body's attention a couple of thoughts. You know, we are going to spend much of the next 2.5 weeks talking about education. We spent much of the last 5.5 weeks talking about education. And nearly every bill, every idea that we've talked about has involved money, whether it's 3 plus 2 or CPI plus 2 or whatever, by whatever measure you want to look at. We've been talking about money, 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 and education. When have we talked about the quality of education that really affects our children? I applaud Representative Heineman for bringing this bill before us, because at last we have before us on the floor of this House a bill that talks about quality, the quality of education that our kids receive in the classroom, the quality of teachers that we have teaching our children in that classroom. I can't imagine us not passing this bill. If we really care about education, if we really care about the outcomes that our children have when they go from kindergarten through 12th grade, then we need to look at the core of teachers that we have and provide them with the skills and the opportunities to improve those skills that really make sure that our kids have a quality education that will allow them to compete not just here in South Dakota, not just here in this region, but throughout the world. This may not be a perfect bill. We rarely see one on the floor of this House, but I think it is an important step for this state to take when we look at the core of teachers that we have, when we look at the opportunities to impact children's lives, to give those teachers some mentors and some assistance to improve their skills so they can impart those skills in our classrooms. I applaud Representative Heineman, and I hope that we can see fit to support this bill.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268. Representative Byrd.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe yesterday in House Bill 1111, we had something that lowered the standard for teachers. I think we had a chance to defeat a bill yesterday that would have done something to not lower the standards, and we didn't. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268. Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Heineman speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Heineman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a couple of last remarks. It is true there is mentoring going on in the schools. There's no question about that. Teachers are always trying to help other teachers. The critical point, again, of those first few weeks when a lot of your other teachers really don't have the time to be spending a great deal of time with new teachers. And I have talked to some administrators who say it would be good. Sometimes new teachers really are not willing to share some of their early challenges with an administrator or with their peers simply because they really don't want them to know how much they're struggling. You know, this is a critical time for us. We do have a tremendous amount of retiring teachers who carry with them a great amount of class management skills. And we do have a lot of new teachers coming on. They tell us that 95% of beginning teachers who have some initial support in those first 3 years will stay in teaching. 80% remain after 5 years. If a teacher does not get a good start, just like a classroom, if a classroom does not get a good start, they aren't going to stay with it. I do think it's an opportunity for us, and again, we can send it to appropriations and they can decide at the level at which we're going to start this. But I think it's an important step for us to recognize if we can match that skill that's leaving with the skill that's coming, I think it's a good step for us. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268. Representative Bradford.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, I rise with this bill because I think you're going to need these mentors for those people you put in under House Bill 1111.
Further remarks on House Bill 1268. Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House is final passage of House Bill 1268. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members will proceed to vote. On final passage of 1268, the members of the House of Representatives are notified that this requires a two-thirds passage. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, today we have visiting us on behalf of Representative Koisinen and Representative Frisley, the Clark County officials. If you please rise. All right.
All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 25, nays 44, excused 1.
House Bill 1268, having failed to receive a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost.